I should say that one of the great things about the BBC radio drama department is that the writer is treated with amazing amounts of respect, far more so in my experience than in any other medium. I'm always consulted right from the beginning. I'm consulted about casting. I'm always consulted about any script changes that the producer wants. I'm always at the recordings. Nothing happens without it being passed through me on the whole, which is a wonderful thing for a writer and very, very rare. I chatted to David. He said something to me that I've never forgotten. He said, we have four stars in this show. We have Sherlock Holmes, we have Dr. Watson, we have the Hound, and we have the Moor. And we must give each of them their due time and their due emphasis.
That's very astute.
Isn't that good? He was a great director, David Johnson. He really was. And I said, well, you know, the Hound, I can see how to do the Hound. The Moor, and he said, we use music. We use music and we use minimal sound painting to give people the bleakness and the expanse and the quiet wind in the trees and the owls at night and all the rest of it.
And what sort of music would one commission or use for bringing the Moor to life?
He used an existing piece of music, which I'd never heard of, called Egdon Heath
Gustav Holst.
Gustav Holst, yes, yeah. Indeed. The man who wrote The Planets, for which he's much better known. But Egdon Heath is wonderful. I recommend your listeners to go find a copy and listen to it. It's exactly what David described the Moor as being. It's open and bleak and mysterious. It fitted so well. I can't tell you. I was so delighted with that. That was the beginning of my determination to make music a very, very integral part of the shows. But I'm getting ahead of myself. It was a very integral part of The Hound of the Baskervilles.
Well, and let's take a listen to a little clip from this 1988 production of The Hound with Roger Rees.
Here it comes. Watson,
something's happening at the house.
Down this fog. Down, Watson. He's a brave man, Holmes. Holmes, don't move a muscle. It's coming. Now, Watson! You hit it, Watson! Its eyes are on fire. What manner of creature? Watson, if we can wound it, we can kill it. Sir Henry, come on! Where is it? This way! Sir Henry! He's still alive, Holmes! Watson, are you all right?
Yes.
My God. Look at that brute. What in heaven's name is it?
It's dead. Whatever it is. We've laid the family ghost once and forever.